Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
Yes. Oh. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a massive home explosion that lit up the night sky in Northern Virginia. WUSA-TV's Lorenzo Hall.
Investigators say this happened after officers responded to serve a search warrant at that home following reports of a man using a flare gun. So that led to a barricade situation between the suspect inside and police. Then ultimately, that explosion.
The blast was so powerful it set off car alarms. Several officers came away with minor injuries. It's not clear if the suspect is still alive. To the Middle East, where Israel's military has shifted its focus to southern Gaza, ordering a mass evacuation of the city of Khan Yunis. CBS's Chanel Call.
Wounded Palestinian civilians are swamping hospitals. Two-month-old Adnan, wounded in an airstrike, now fighting for his life. We came here to the south just like they told us, his father says. What can we do?
An Israeli government spokesman wouldn't comment today on reports the IDF is considering flooding tunnels in Gaza with seawater. A former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia is accused of spying for the Castro regime in Cuba for four decades, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Falsely pledging loyalty to the United States while serving a foreign power is a crime that will be met with the full force of the Justice Department.
Federal prosecutors say an undercover agent posed as a Cuban foreign agent and got in touch with 73-year-old Victor Manuel Rocha on WhatsApp. Reusing old passwords is never a good idea. Case in point, a genetics testing site. CBS's Matt Piper.
About 7 million people's personal info has been hacked into. That's about half of 23andMe's customers, and it's affected those who used its relatives feature, which allows people to automatically share some of their data with others.
I really, truly believe that I'm here because of 23andMe.
The DNA testing company helps people know their ancestry and reach out to those worldwide they may be related to.
The company says cyber crooks got a hold of ancestry trees, birth dates, and geographic locations. Deadlines today for members of the Actors Union to vote on the tentative contract with Hollywood studios that ended a 118-day strike last month. Some now say it lacks sufficient protections against AI. And make some room, Mariah Carey, because you have company.
Walking around.
Brenda Lee's holiday favorite has reached the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart for the first time since it debuted 65 years ago. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers take an extra day off. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have an extra day off this week because they don't play until Monday night against the struggling New York Giants. That's good for several players still recovering from injuries suffered in their big win against the Chiefs on Sunday night. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team advances in the NCAA tournament tomorrow night. They'll be at Penn State against the home team in the regionals. Game time, 6 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Knicks tonight at Fiserv Forum for the in-season tournament. The winner advances to Las Vegas. What will happen there?
Whatever happens in Vegas,
You know what I'm saying?
But you bring the trophy home if you win it.
I don't know. I might stay in Vegas. Well, do we get some cash if we win?
Yeah.
Play some blackjack?
Yeah, sure. You could
stay.
You might have another game.
Huh? You know, I'm going to go play some roulette, put it on black.
Ooh, okay.
Double my money. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Red 34.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered snow showers. High of 38. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 27. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's The Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our host. I'm all mixed up all of a sudden. Along with our producer, engineer, co-host, all-around great guy, trombone player, board game extraordinaire, Aaron Zommers.
Wow, I've been promoted to host, and right. All of this.
There's a strange scent in the studio that I don't want to get into, but I think it's throwing me off.
It may be, yeah.
it's just, yeah. Sometimes, did you ever have like a perfume or like an incense or like a spray? Like a certain scent just kind of like, ugh.
Especially for me, growing up, like, my mom has a lot of allergies and sensitivities, yeah. And so we never had any scents in the house, like anything.
My mom told me I didn't have any scents either, but different kind. Why don't you have more common sense?
Yeah, but yeah, no candles or anything like that. So for me, right. All of them, or not all, I'm used to it now, living out of the house for a while. But at first, it was like anytime I smelled a candle, I'd be like, what's happening?
Right. No, it's crazy. Anyway, glad to be here in hour number two. Coming up in a little bit, a new edition, or today's edition, of What's Worse, where we ask you a question. There's no prize money involved, only your ability to be on statewide radio across the state of Wisconsin and voice your opinion. So our What's Worse question coming up a little bit later on in the program, your calls as well. I want to start off this hour I was going to call it a great story. It's a fascinating story. It's a great story for this reason. It's a tragic story. But it's a great story because, once again, this isn't Todd, a former Republican, trying to clarify what's going on politically in this country anymore. It's not a liberal Democrat, a progressive. These are Republicans doing it to themselves. Showing this who they actually really are. And look, I don't share this with glee in terms of, oh, I just want to stick it to my former party. That's not the point. The point is, I believe if people are given enough factual information that you all will come to the right decisions yourselves. You don't need me telling you how to vote or me telling you what to do. But I also understand in today's wacky world where there's content flying everywhere, that it's like hard to keep track of stuff. And quite frankly, sometimes it gets depressing and overwhelming with all the news out there. It's like, I just want to turn it off. So one of the things that I pride myself in is doing some of that for you. Scanning this, keeping track of it, filtering, winnowing, sifting, finding out what's really going on. Bringing you the truth. if there's a time where we somehow get it wrong, we apologize, correct ourselves, and move on. But bringing you the factual information, that's why we do this. And having been on the inside of the Republican Party for 30 years, it does bring me glee to see some of these people who have been so holier than thou, filled with hate towards their fellow humans. And it turns out they're no better than the people they accuse of being bad folks. As a matter of fact, the people they accuse of being bad folks are actually much better people than the people doing the original accusing. Let's get to it. What do I mean by this? This broke last week on Thursday, partly by the Florida Trident, who broke this, and now it's being, there's a news story today on the Washington Post as well. Florida Republican Chairman Christian Ziegler, husband of Moms for Liberty co-founder, accused of battery by an alleged menage a trois lover. In case you're unfamiliar with the term, menage, it's, you know, three people getting together and having a good time. And, you know, look, if it's consensual, you know, I'm not judging, you know, whatever. Whatever floats the boat. But the irony of this, and these Moms for Liberty, we've talked about them before, one of the most hateful, mean-spirited groups out there.
Hitler quotes on the front page of their website. They've since took it down, I believe, but I know they weren't very quick about it. When I first heard the news, I went to their website and it was still there.
So yeah, quoting Hitler qualifies you as a pretty despicable group in my book. And they attack relentlessly folks of the LGBTQ community as being sinful, sinners, less than. We have to redeem you. We have to ban books across this country to save people like that, or so they say. And, you know, as a gay person, I take that a little personally. And so it's just rich when you have a story like this. Christian Ziegler, Florida's Republican chairman and husband of Sarasota County School Board member of and Moms for Liberty co-founder, not just a member, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, Bridget Ziegler, is under criminal investigation after a woman filed a complaint with the Sarasota Police Department alleging sexual battery. The woman alleged that she and both Ziegler's had been involved in a long-standing, consensual, three-way sexual relationship prior to the incident. The incident, under investigation by Sarasota police, occurred when Mr. Ziegler and the woman were alone, without his wife, Bridget Ziegler, present. Sources also corroborated that a search warrant was executed on Christian Ziegler's cell phone, and the investigators continued to conduct a forensic examination of the electronic device. Yes, essentially, there are tapes. The Trident newspaper requested the police incident report for the investigation on Sunday. The Sarasota City Attorney's Office confirmed the existence of the report, but had not yet supplied it as of press time. There have been no charges filed in the case that the Trident is unaware of, or that they're aware of. The Zieglers are one of Florida's top political power couples in the Republican Party. Christian Ziegler is a longtime Republican Party official who served as vice chairman of the state party prior to his election as chair this past February. Prior to that, he was a Sarasota County commissioner who ran on, get this, a family values platform. I mean, it's always going to out. It's always going to out. Sooner or later, these people are always going to out. New reporting today by the Washington Post headlines, Florida Republican chairman under fire as more details emerge in the rape inquiry. He is alleged, Christian Ziegler, to have raped this other woman when his wife didn't show up for the three-way sexual encounter. Ziegler, according to Washington Post, is under investigation by Sarasota police, but has not been charged yet. A search warrant obtained by the Florida Center for Government Accountability provided to the Washington Post reveals additional details about the allegations of the assault. Police also obtained from the woman's cell phone messages between her and Ziegler in the hours leading up to the encounter. On October 2nd, the woman had agreed to have a sexual encounter with Ziegler that was to include his wife, Bridget, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty. But when the woman learned that Bridget, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, couldn't make it, she probably had to go to a book burning or something. I'm not sure. The other woman changed her mind and canceled when Ziegler told her in one message that his wife was no longer available. The other woman replied, quote, "Sorry, I was mostly in it for her," unquote. mean, if that's not an attack on this guy's manhood, as it turns out, I really wasn't in it for what you're bringing to the party. I was in it for your wife. According to the affidavit, the woman told Sarasota police that Ziegler, the guy, the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, then showed up at her apartment uninvited and raped her. Let me say that again. According to the affidavit, the woman told Sarasota police that Ziegler, the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, Mr. Family Values, showed up at her apartment uninvited and raped her. The woman reported the alleged assault to police 2 days later. A rape kit was done at a hospital. Christian Ziegler later told detectives that he had consensual sex with the woman. And that, get this, he had recorded video of it and uploaded the video to a Google Drive. But police were not able to locate the video. Search warrant was issued to Google. Google did not respond to the Washington Post for comment as of this past Saturday.
If I recall, what that was his excuse, or that was him saying he recorded it in case she would try and say that it was not consensual, which...
Right. But he can, apparently that part is, you know, can't find that. Geez, isn't that funny how that works? In a 911 call 2 days after the alleged assault, a recording of which was also obtained by the Florida Center for Government Accountability and shared with the Washington Post, a friend of the woman asked emergency responders to check on the woman at her apartment. According to the call's recording, the friend said the woman had not shown up for work in 2 days. When the friend called the woman sounded drunk and was slurring words, the friend told dispatchers. She told me she was raped and that she was scared to leave the house, according to the call. Bridget Ziegler, who is not named in the complaint against her husband, is the co-founder of Moms for Liberty and has worked closely with, guess who? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on legislation that opponents have described as an anti-LGBTQ plus bill. Bridget Ziegler confirmed, get this, Bridget Ziegler, let me say this again, Bridget Ziegler, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, quote, confirmed having a sexual encounter with the victim and Christian, her husband, over a year ago. But she says it only happened one time, unquote. Back with your calls after this, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. The road to hypocrisy rolls on.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
There's excitement surrounding Carroll University basketball this year. Head coach Lindsey Schultz and the Pioneer women are fired up to deliver another winning season in the CCIW. You can catch all the action of every Carroll women's home game right here. Join Don Brown as he takes you from tip-off through all the game excitement on The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show. It is 20 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along in hour number two. Talking about this story in both the Washington Post, the Trident, and other places, the chairman of the Republican Party in Florida, his wife, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, caught in a menage a trois with another woman. And the chairman of the Republican Party, when his wife didn't want to show up to one of these encounters, the other woman said, nah, I was only in it for her. And so it's alleged that Ziegler, the chair of the Republican Party of Florida, went to her house anyway and raped her. And let me make clear, there's nothing funny or humorous about rape, period. Full stop. It's tragic. And this guy should be charged if there's sufficient evidence, which there appears to be. And if convicted, thrown in jail. But what is sadly and tragically entertaining about this is the hypocrisy. According to the Washington Post, Bridget Ziegler, 41, has crusaded to purge schools around the country of books that encourage acceptance of different sexual and gender identities or highlight discrimination against Black people. She was first appointed to the Sarasota County School Board by then Governor Rick Scott. She has been reelected since then, and now Governor DeSantis took the unusual step last year of endorsing her and other conservative board candidates. The Zieglers were seen as a rising power couple in the state, second only to Ron and Casey DeSantis in their visibility and influence in Florida politics. The woman who goes around trying to ban books, who attacks gay people, she herself, as it turns out, allegedly, we have to throw that in there for legal reasons, is having her own gay sexual encounter on the side. It is the height of hypocrisy. And I've said this before, what these people who get caught up in these right-wing white Christian nationalist groups, they don't realize that their words matter, that their hate speech causes young people to commit suicide. And they themselves are doing the same thing they're attacking other people for doing. And they all do it with this sick, wrapped up cover of, oh, I'm doing it for God. It's disgusting. And I'm glad this is outed. And I hope this is the downfall of the Zieglers and Moms for Liberty and all the other horse crap. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jay in London. Thanks for calling, Jay. What say you?
Oh, boy, comma. Irony, irony, irony. Now, who's the groomer? Can somebody tell me?
Right? Who's the groomer? Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. It turns out that it's not drag queens. It turns out it's the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida and his wife, who's the co-founder of the Moms for Liberty.
Ah. These people, they're horrible human beings. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, if proven true, it is sick and terrible.
Yeah, they keep on accusing other people, especially gay people now.
Right.
They keep on calling them pedos, groomers, on and on and on. What is that all about?
Right. And again, the hypocrisy of it, Jay, to your point. It's sick and disgusting. I appreciate the call as always. I don't want to get into it right now because we're into this subject, but I just want to say thank you. We got your very kind gifts over the weekend. Thank you so much. Jay, that was
it's a love and women.
Above and beyond.
Did they like me?
It was fantastic. Thank you so much.
No problem. Right.
Thank you. Take care, Jay. Jay in London, let's go a little closer to home. Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, we appreciate you listening. What say you?
Okay, I have a proposal, small proposal. I don't know if it's going to work or not. I was listening to you, and, you know, in my mind, unfortunately, the most of the religious speaking out people, like our speaker, and they, in my mind, are liars. And I'm sorry to everybody who truly believes. But here is the experiment I want to run with you for 5 seconds. I'm going to read you 10 states who has the most STD, like, disease. Yeah, like the higher level of STD.
I shouldn't be laughing, but this is fantastic. Oh, so these are the top 10.
No, you shouldn't be laughing because I think top 10 for 2023.
All right. Top STD 10 disease. STD states. Go ahead.
Right. And my hypothesis, and because I'm driving and I don't know, and you do, who's Republican and who's Democrat. So since I'm Democrat, my hypothesis is that the most of them are Republican. Let's see if it works.
All right.
So the first one is Mississippi.
Is this number one or number 10?
It's number one.
All right, so the number one STD state in America, according to this source, is Mississippi. All right. Number two.
Louisiana.
All right. Number three.
Number three, Alaska.
That's interesting, Alaska. All right, go ahead.
Number four, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Lindsey Graham, very busy.
Number
go ahead.
Number five. Mm-hmm. Right. Number five, South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Number six.
All right.
Yeah, it's 1,000 people per 100.
You got to stay warm some way, Katrina. Go ahead.
Right. Number six, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, Georgia. Number eight, Arkansas. Number nine, New Mexico. And number 10, North Carolina.
North Carolina, Nikki Haley.
Was my hypothesis right or wrong?
Well, I mean, there's the serious side of this, right, that I think a lot of those states that you mentioned, I bet, I'm not going to, from what I know, if you look at the money that those states put into health care, a lot of it is not a lot. And also predominantly we have poor folks, minority folks, who are not getting, you know, healthcare needs, who don't have access to Planned Parenthood things.
And poor sexual health.
Yeah,
and
poor sexual health.
In school.
Bad sex ed. So all of that, you know, that's the serious side of it. You know, if you want to take the lighter side of it, Karina, yeah, I mean, those all are predominantly Republican states. I'm not prepared to say that the reason there's high STDs or STIs is because it's Republicans in control, but I think it just shows.
I think it factors in. Like,
sure, it factors
that probably
in.
Limits the sex ed because traditionally Republicans are the ones who have sex ed be abstinence only, and then people just don't do that.
Right.
And so then they don't use protection and they get sick and or pregnant.
Yeah. And I get it, in Florida, where Republicans are dominating and attacking decent people for just being who they are. You've got now the top Republican in the state, the chairman, and his wife, the founder for Liberty, caught with her pants down. Back after this on the Todd Elbows Show and Civic Media.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A massive house explosion in Arlington, Virginia.
County Police spokesperson Ashley Savage says officers had gone to the home after reports of a man firing a flare gun inside.
Officers obtained a search warrant for the residence. As officers attempted to execute that search warrant this evening, the suspect inside the residence discharged several rounds. The house subsequently exploded.
Several officers received minor injuries. No word on the fate of the man inside. Israel's intensified its bombardment in southern Gaza's Khan Yunis. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan blames Hamas.
Right now, Hamas is refusing to release civilian women who should have been part of the agreement.
A popular genetics testing company says hackers breached its site through users' recycled passwords. CBS's Matt Piper.
23andMe says the stolen data contains things like names, birth years, locations, and ancestry reports.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of GOP lawmakers are looking to dissolve the state's election commission ahead of next year's presidential election. The bill was released by Republican Representative Dan Knodel and 10 other representatives. Under the bill, the Wisconsin Elections Commission would dissolve and all elections-related duties would go to the Secretary of State. The Republican-led legislature would then have final say over any election issue made by the Secretary of State. If passed by the legislature, it is almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered snow showers. High of 38. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 27. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
truth, wherever it may lead, including menage a trois, and having fun doing it, as it turns out. I discussed with Mr. Zomers over the break. Maybe that's what we should, you know. Have you ever been involved in a menage a trois? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
As I also said over the break, if you really do feel inclined to call in on this topic, please don't give us any details.
No, we don't want to be kicked off there, you understand. But again, and now the latest of the last couple of hours, now the head of the Senate and they call it the House, the Assembly down there in Florida, as well as Ron DeSantis, all calling for the chairman of the Republican Party and his wife, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, to resign.
Oh, good. So somebody at least, so, there is a level at yes. which they will call for a resignation.
It's self-preservation, of course.
Well, yeah.
But yes. And they feel that as though they've been betrayed by these people for having a sexual menage a trois. And of course, again, I want to make clear.
Well, more so for the rape allegations.
Right. I want to make clear, that the very serious side of this is there is a rape allegation in charge with the other woman who did not want to participate when the wife, the Moms for Liberty co-founder, said, no, I don't want to be in this one. And the other woman said that I don't either. I'm only here for the chick. And the head of the Republican Party allegedly went over and raped this poor woman. And that's what's sick and disgusting. And the hypocrisy of both of them. It says, so now Republicans in Florida calling for these two yahoos to step down from their positions. Want to finish up. Karina called back. Karina, we're having a little bit of trouble there hearing you on your connection. Karina, you wanted to call back.
Hi. I'm here.
Yeah. What did you want to say? What do you want to finish up on?
I'm so sorry. Just really quick, the hypocrisy of the fact that, yes, of course, they don't use condoms maybe, but yet you should have like a good family moral, right? So why two Republicans, states, we know how they feel about healthcare. Back to your point, mental healthcare, because there is also. And then at the point about talking to God, we have a whole mental state institution of people who are talking to God, and actually the God tells them to go kill people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the fact is that the 10 top states who has the most highest level of STD in their states are, most of them are red, with a poor health care, with a very poor morale and marital institution understanding, and a level of a hypocrisy.
Right.
Which was involved in the process that it's only talk. We want to talk and represent what it is on the piece of paper, but we're going to turn around and we are allowed ourselves to do whichever way we want to do. There's nothing wrong with freedom. Don't take me wrong. Freedom are wonderful.
Right.
I mean, come on now.
I'm an adult.
Exactly.
As long as everybody's on board, yes. I'm fine. I got no problem with it. You do you, right? I mean, it's a free country. As long as everybody's on board and consensual about it. But to condemn people who may be in a menage a trois or any other type of consensual sexual activity to malign them, to attack them, and then to be doing it yourself in your own bedroom, that's what is just deplorable to me.
Correct. And you see, all of it is that to look around and basically, I don't know how to say it in English correctly, but in Russian we were saying that it's an issue what you suck out of your palm. Okay, you just cannot come up with anything else to bring attention to yourself. So you go in and say, oh, let's remove the books because this is bad for our children.
Right.
Bad for our children to see your parents lie to the world. This is bad for your children.
Yes.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Karina. Always appreciate the call. Karina from Milwaukee, if you want to call in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Off the text line, WAUK Waukesha says, Are they neighbors to the Falwells? That's pretty good, right? These Ziegler's. Ziegler, the one of the guys, the chair of the Republican Party of Florida, his wife is the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, caught in a menage a trois, allegedly. But we know now that the Falwells, right? Who run Liberty or ran Liberty University, son of Jerry Falwell. He was in his own menage a trois, only it was with two dudes. It was Jerry Falwell and the pool boy, who, by the way, was hot, and his wife. Literally, at Liberty University, they have this conduct code, because they're a private university, where if you're, like, caught having premarital sex, even heterosexual sex, you're kicked out. Meanwhile, Jerry Falwell is having a threesome with his wife and the pool boy. Do you see the repetitive nature here? Do you see the pattern here?
I mean, as others have said, every condemnation, every accusatory statement is a confession.
Right, exactly. Speaking of statements, let's do Mr. Perry's. He texted in here on Facebook. You can text us on YouTube and Facebook as well. Our ongoing contributor, Mr. Perry, says, "What's worse, a menage a trois with a member of Moms for Liberty, or a cross country car trip with Glenn Grothman?"
I know my answer.
What? What would it be?
My answer is that the cross-country car trip is worse, because in all, like, with any amount of luck, menage a trois with a member of Moms for Liberty will last about 3 minutes.
It came to an end quickly, as they say.
Meanwhile, cross-country car trip with Glenn Grothman, there's no getting around that.
There's no help.
It's just going to take
But
days.
As I said before, you know, take away all of his political views, he is kind of a quirky, interesting character just to talk to.
I bet. I guess I don't know. Right. I've never spoken with him.
Take it from me. I have. Thank you very much. We're going to have a what's worse in a minute, by the way. We should just use that one. But our head writer, Mr. Paul CP, has another what's worse coming up here in a minute. But I want to get to this before we run out of time. Great story and raw story over the weekend. Headline, totally comfortable. Reince Priebus battles Donna Brazile over Trump's 91 felonies. This is fantastic. Former Republican National Committee Chairman, Wisconsinite Reince Priebus, said he's ready to throw his support behind Donald Trump for president, even if he is convicted of any of the 91 felony charges he is facing. Did you find here? Well, go to it in just a second. During yesterday's panel discussion, ABC host George Stephanopoulos seemed surprised at Priebus's willingness to support Trump despite his criminal allegations. This is George Stephanopoulos on This Week with Wisconsinite, former chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, former chairman of the Republican National Committee nationally, former first chief of staff for Trump. And this is what he had to say on This Week about Trump supporting Trump with 91 felonies.
There is the no labels candidate.
And you're totally comfortable going to the election with a candidate who's been accused of 91 felonies.
I'm comfortable if that's what the Republican Party wants to move forward with. Sure, 110%. I would take Donald Trump over Joe Biden every single day of the week, no problem. Because where this country has gone and how far we've gone downhill in the last 3 years is a place that most Republicans aren't willing to go. And if they're that worried about it, then go get a different candidate if you think that if Joe Biden is so vulnerable.
I recognize that Joe Biden might not be your cup of tea or even your bowl of soup. But you know what he is? He's somebody who's steady, somebody who understands the issues, and somebody who's fighting for America.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for today.
George said that's enough. That's all we got time for. But here again, the theme a little bit here is hypocrisy, right? That Republicans claim they want family values. Republicans claim they want somebody of character. And here you have Reince Priebus saying, even if the guy's convicted of 91 felonies, meaning he would be in jail, he says, quote, if that's what the Republican Party wants to move forward with, sure, 110%.
And his argument is one of the arguments that I hate the most. It is a complete non-argument, and so many people use it Like, regardless of what side of any argument, political or not, that you're on, when somebody says, well, why would you do that? And you say, well, just look at it. Look where this country's been for the last 3 years. We've been going downhill. And you're like, can you provide one example of what you're talking about? And they're like, well, it's bad.
Right. Yeah. There's no facts there. No actual facts. But I've been saying this for a while. Quite a while. And people say, no. Well, Trump's not going to be the nominee. Well, yes. Aside from something unforeseen, he will be. Well, Republicans won't support. Yes. Here you're hearing from the former head of the Republican National Committee, Wisconsinite, pardon me, Reince Priebus, saying, quote, of the Trump nominee, I'm comfortable with it if that's what the Republican Party wants to move forward with. Sure. 100%. Unquote. I simply, again, ask you as I did in hour one, thinking people of Wisconsin, people who work hard, working people of Wisconsin, people who are going to work every day just to put food at the table, to send your kid to college, to support your family, working people in this state who are making an honest living, are you comfortable with a party that says they're 110% supportive and comfortable with supporting Donald Trump, even if convicted on 91 felonies? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dave in Madison. Dave, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, hi. Just wanted to weigh in. It reminds me of Ted Haggard, who was the president of the National Association of Evangelicals. And that was the main National Association for Evangelicals. That was George Bush's pastor, who I believe spent just about every weekend at the White House during George Bush's presidency. Now, he... in his capacity as head president of the National Association of Evangelicals, one of his main roles was to advocate against the legalization of same-sex marriage. And it turned out that he paid this male prostitute for 3 years and also purchased lots of crystal meth from him. So, you know, this guy in Florida is definitely not alone. And there's others. I just can't think of them right now.
No, it's just an ongoing pattern. As Mr. Zahmer said, you know, Donald does protest too much. Dave, always a pleasure. Thanks for calling us. Appreciate your viewpoint. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jim in Whitewater. Jim, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey. Yeah, you know, they talk about the country being worse off under Joe Biden, and I work in a union, and sadly, a lot of my fellow workers are Trump supporters. But I was in the Central State Pension Fund for 24 years, and Republican policies eroded the base of that income by decimating unions throughout the years, and it got a kind of an upside-down pyramid. And Joe Biden's American Rescue Act is going to give me something out of that pension that I paid into for, you know, 24 years. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's something he has done for the working man.
Oh, yeah.
And it just blows my mind how these people can support just a hideous human being with just terrible policies and Donald Trump.
Well, I think
I just can't get my head around it.
I think you bring up a great point, Jim, and that is the policies. Let's set aside the personal things for a second. You know, it's fun to have kind of jokes about the personal thing, but the policies of Trump and the current MAGA party are completely contrary to the working person in the state of Wisconsin. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, taking you to the front lines of history each and every day. An attorney, someone who served as a chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a life of experience, bringing you today's headlines and putting it into a context that we can understand from and learn from. Taking your phone calls as well. Matt Flynn Direct immediately after this show at the top of the hour. First, a little check of news and weather, and then right into Matt Flynn Direct. Do not miss it. Want to mention quickly here on the text line, Jeff from Shorewood on WAUK says, do you think that Liz Cheney's third party run would take votes away from Trump? That's a great question. Interesting question. I really am not for third party runs at all this coming year in 2024. Liz Cheney has said certainly that she will not support Donald Trump. And that's what's interesting about these Reince Priebus comments. Reince Priebus is very close, or was very close friends with Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House from Janesville. Priebus and Ryan were very close at one time. Maybe they still are. And here's the conundrum that Wisconsin Republicans find themselves in. You either support Reince Priebus' view of supporting Trump no matter what, or you support Paul Ryan's view that he will not even attend the Republican convention next year in Milwaukee, the national convention, let alone vote for Trump if he is the nominee. Can't be for both sides. So Brian Schimming, the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, Devin Lemahue, they find themselves in a conundrum. The Republican Party of Wisconsin right now is split. And it's going to continue to split. Because I think there are a lot more people in Wisconsin, I'll call them traditional Republican voters, that vote for their local sheriff, vote for the local county clerk, who are with Paul Ryan, who are conservative, fiscally conservative Republicans, might be socially moderate, but want to do the right thing. And those Republicans across Wisconsin agree with Paul Ryan. They will not support Trump. They will not vote for Trump. And so what you're going to see in 2024, I believe, is the continual split of the Republican base between the MAGA base that follows Trump at all costs, including Reince Priebus, and Paul Ryan, and people like him, who say, yeah, we'll vote for our county clerk as a Republican, but there's no way we're going to vote for Trump. I think that's where and quite frankly, Schimming and the state Republicans don't know what to do. They've never faced anything like this. As someone who was a Republican in this state for 30 years and left the party in 2011, I will tell you, they have never had a situation like this. Think about it. Tommy Thompson, governor for elected four times, left in the middle of his fourth term to go join the Bush administration. Tommy Thompson kept this Republican Party in Wisconsin together. There were others who were very influential over the years. Paul Ryan amongst them. Mark Green, former Republican from Green Bay area, went on to be an ambassador, worked for the McCain Institute. Steve Gunderson from the 3rd District, the first openly gay person Republican elected to the United States Congress back in the 90s. There was a tradition in this state. I mean, we'll go way back, of course. Bob La Follette, Republican governor of this state. Warren Knowles. There were unifying forces that kept the state party together. But the Republican Party of Wisconsin is splitting. Splitting. Between people like Reince Priebus, who are now Trump loyalists, even if convicted. That's what he says. George Stephanopoulos says, quote, and you're totally comfortable going into the election with a candidate who has been accused of 91 felonies, unquote. And Reince Priebus says, quote, I am comfortable. If that's what the Republican Party wants to move forward with, sure, 110%. Unquote. So keep your eye on this in 2024, because it's something that is unspoken by most people, because the Republican leaders of the state will not want to talk about this. They're uncomfortable by it. And of course, that's why they pulled our credentials and wouldn't let Trigvi Olson and I do this show from the Republican State Convention up in La Crosse this year. Because, you know, we've been around. We've seen a few things, as Matt Flynn has said to me about his time. Experience teaches you a lot. You know where some of the bodies are buried. And it's not helpful to the Republican Party of Wisconsin to have a former member having a microphone across the state of Wisconsin each and every day between the hours of noon and 2 o'clock. It's uncomfortable for them. I kind of like making people uncomfortable for good reasons. It's what gets me up in the morning. To do good when and where we can with the privilege of having this show and having this microphone. We are going to continue to pursue truth wherever it leads us. We're going to come back to tomorrow with, we went a little long today, Mr. Zombers. That's on me. So we'll do our What's Worse tomorrow. It's a musical What's Worse.
Maybe you'll even get a twofer. I don't know.
Maybe. We had a threesmer earlier today, so maybe we'll do a twofer tomorrow. so we'll do our What's Worse segment tomorrow. It involves the Rolling Stones and Kiss. I'll tell you that.
So how about that?
Wonderful show, great topics, great calls. Really appreciate all of you for listening in and joining in. It always makes the show wonderful, terrific. Your involvement is what makes this show run, and your involvement is what will save democracy and make our country run next year in 2024. Stay tuned now for Matt Flynn Direct. For Mr. Zomers, I'm Todd Albaugh. Thank you so very much. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.